At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In February 2023, I'll never forget it, the New York Times, shockingly, published something that was true. More than 80,000 illegal immigrant children, some of whom were kidnapped from their own countries, have been trafficked into the United States of America by the Biden regime and lost. Some of them were being sex trafficked, others used as slaves, sleeping on factory floors. The Democrat Party, which had its foundation in slavery, was slaving again. But the good news about that article was that gave them a chance to clean up the mess. They knew they were on notice. Soon after, a whistleblower came to Congress. She was a Democrat, a liberal. Loved the idea of illegal immigration, thought it was great, and went to volunteer at the Health and Human Services facility where the reunification happens, you know, between the kids and their sex traffickers posing as their parents. And she started noticing something very disturbing. I won't play you the audio because I could do the whole rest of the show on it. She said the same gang members were coming to pick the kids up week after week. They weren't even hiding it. Same tattoos, same guy. A guy who, by the way, in a lot of cases, was in his 20s, way too young to be the kid's father. Picking up 12, 13-year-old girls. Driving off with them. No background check. Hey, you're Jose, you're her dad. Yeah, hey, go ahead, take her. Children who were as young as toddlers were handed over, never to be seen again. And then we learned they didn't know where they were. But, you know, it was February of 2023, so the Biden administration learned official notice from the New York Times. This was going on. What did they do? They were beside themselves. They cracked down on it. They protected the children. Are you kidding me? They're Democrats. No. They suspended DNA testing at the border, and by May, there was none. The DNA testing that determines, is this your child's sex trafficker? You're three. He's not your dad. What's he doing with you at the border? He kidnapped you in Guatemala? Or yes, he is your dad. Okay, we verified that. If we're going to release you, we shouldn't. But if we're going to release you, at least we know. That was the last hope those kids had of being liberated from their pimps and sex traffickers, that DNA test. Democrats ended it. It was the most evil thing I've ever seen them do. And that's saying what? They're Democrats. Today, that number sits at 300,000 trafficked, lost children. And Department of Health and Human Services was the head human trafficker. Wait to hear what RFK Jr., who now heads Health and Human Services, had to say yesterday about the Biden administration just handing off those kids. You wanted a kid? Well, you want a 3-year-old, 4-year-old? Here, we got a 6-year-old. Take him. Now, we don't care who you are. Now, we're not interested.
The major reason that Biden administration lost track of all those children is because they were emphasizing speed over security. And there were political reasons for that. They wanted to get the kids out of U.S. custody, so they were handing them off to anybody. They didn't require background checks. They didn't require identification even. I've watched horror stories of the same person picking up child after child after child, using different names and different addresses. One of the addresses was a strip club. One of the addresses was a parking lot. One of the addresses was an empty lot that was filled with shipping containers. And this character was getting all these kids. One person got 42 kids to one address. What we're doing now is DNA testing on every sponsor. We're doing personal identification. We're doing background checks. And we're doing income verification.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary.
Same people over and over, no background checks. Wait, you don't need, oh, you didn't bring your ID? Oh, no big deal. What do you want? You want the 3-year-old or would you like the 5-year-old? She's cute. Go ahead, take her. Where'd these people go? Ryan Matta is the director of the documentary Trafficked. He knows where they went because he followed a lot of it.
So when you talk about a child trafficking and pipeline, right? Once a child is delivered into that pipeline and actually makes it across the border where he's delivered to a buyer in America, once they hit that pipeline, the child's life expectancy goes from 72 years to 36 months. So you can assume that from the day that these children were delivered, a time clock started, right? A 36-month expiration date. That child will most likely succumb to their illnesses because they've been raped to death, riddled with STDs, jaws broken. They don't take these kids to the hospital when they abuse them and beat them up. And then they just succumb to their illnesses.
Whose longevity estimate is that, 36 months? FBI, Department of Homeland Security. Yep, Democrats, y'all. And they knew. They knew. They were put on notice by the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI. And they didn't care. Here's the rest of it.
So that means that because this administration didn't kick in doors day one, right? Day one, we should have had policies in place to go rescue these children. And I'm not giving Trump a hard time. I'm just trying to make this so obvious so that he does see what a major issue this is. 21,575 children could have been rescued and saved that have now hit their expiration date. And these are FBI statistics. These are HHS's number. 21,570 migrant children have potentially been raped to death that could have been saved. But because of the inactions of RFK, Kash Patel, Pam Bondi, and the Trump administration not making this the number one top priority, we didn't bring those children home. Anthony Rubin was able to go get addresses and find these children. We had the geolocation data of every cell phone that was used for a month. The people that received these children were in communication with HHS for at least 2 weeks. So we have their geolocation data, at least from that 2-week period. Every movement that these people received a child, we have their geolocation data. We have an idea of where these children might be. And we need the teams and resources and the full weight of the FBI to come down and absolutely crush this network.
God help us if the Democrats win again and resurrect this, folks. And look, I get the Trump administration can't do everything. I mean, it's impossible to do. But folks, largest ever child reclamation, raids programs just happened down in Florida, and they only got 60. 300,000 are missing. Average life expectancy, 36 months.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Folks texting in shock over RFK's testimony yesterday. Yeah, they were just handing kids out to whoever showed up. No ID needed, no DNA test. One guy got 42 children. Where are they now? Mm-hmm. 36-month life expectancy once they depart the HHS facility and enter the human trafficking pipeline, which we've already had New York Times tell us, right, in their story in February of 2023. Many of these children are being sex trafficked, sold for sex. Biden administration was told that. They knew. There were only 89,000 missing men that they had misplaced. Now there's 300. In fact, to facilitate it, they deliberately suspended DNA testing. My theory on this is that if you have a DNA test, you've got a DNA test result. The DNA test result is FOIA-able. In other words, we could find out how many of the people picking these kids up had no relation to them. In other words, were they pimps and human traffickers? Can't have any evidence. You don't have any evidence when you stop DNA testing. It's the last hope those kids had. So whenever you think, oh, the Democrats aren't really as evil, yes, they are. They are stark, raving, evil. And remember back during the Trump administration when they screamed and yelled, oh, he's putting them in cages, he's putting them in cages, no, we don't want them. But why were they going in cages? Well, the cages weren't cages. They were fenced off areas. Because under Trump, when an adult came in with a child, the only reason adult and children were coming in is because Democrats remember sued to keep the border open and forced Trump to leave it open for months at a time. They would immediately separate them and DNA test them. And they would not be released together till the DNA test came back. Okay, yes, this is your dad, or you claim he's your uncle, and yes, that's what the DNA test shows. So we could at least separate the pimps from the children. In many cases, they kidnapped or extorted from their parents. So understand, this evil goes back far. The Democrats chose that to scream about. No, we don't want them separated. We don't want them in their cages. How cruel is that? They didn't want them DNA tested. That's what they didn't want. Why? So human trafficking continue. Sex trafficking, let's be honest. Headline, Breitbart, Soros-linked groups sue to stop Trump's migrant child trafficking crackdown. They don't want it to stop, y'all. Ask yourself why. Texter writes, 36 months life expectancy, OMG, heart shattered. Please, Lord, get here now. I am so sad. I am too. This breaks my heart. We did this. It will start right up. But the good news is, you know how many were released? You know how many were caught at the border in May, the month for which we have the most recent stats? Down 93% from the May beforehand, just 8,000. How many released into this country? Zero. Those children will never be sold here for top dollar by the guy who picked up 42. Wonder where he's getting his kids now. He's probably run out of the ones he had. Look, it can stop anytime we want to vote our way out of it. But it ain't going to stop in New York. No, they're going full tilt socialism. They are. Meanwhile, Iran. I've been playing this audio for you all week and for good reason. It's Victor Davis Hanson, and he's right about the Iranian regime.
All of this chaos and all of this war will be for naught if Iran's theocracy emerges intact from this war and its nuclear infrastructure can either be quickly rebuilt or there are elements of it that have been missed, and maybe there is enough fissionable material, if not already, soon to make another bomb. So here we are at the critical.
And we can argue about the damage. We probably won't even know, really, for a couple of months. General John Kane was clear on that. I mean, they tried to interview him on it yesterday. He said, listen, we still have to wait. We're going to have to wait for the assessment. So all this arguing we're doing right now is silly, but I'll tell you what is not silly. There's an old saying, and for good reason, you try to kill the king, you strike at the king, you better kill him. Or else. And as recently as 4 days ago, Trump was talking about the need for regime change in Iran. But then he completely flipped. I don't know if Tucker Carlson and Steve Bannon and Marjorie Taylor Greene are having an effect on him. Completely flipped a full 180 and flipped out on television yesterday, screaming at Iran, at Israel to stop. Then bragged at NATO that he had gotten Israel to turn the bombers around, to turn the planes around. See the front page of the Tehran Times this morning? They're declaring victory. Yeah, they intend to resurrect their nuclear program and continue their war. Which means no Republican candidate on our soil who runs for president will be safe from assassination. It's going to go right on continue. It means the Houthis, which have now stepped back from their ceasefire, will go right on trying to sink our ships till they kill our sailors. This isn't stopping. In fact, we just made them mad. So I hope that Trump is not serious. I hope that Trump does what has to be done, and that is to unleash Israel to finish off the theocracy and kill the Ayatollah. These are not easy things, but they have to be done because we're not done. Yesterday, Trump bragged that he had gotten Israel to turn the planes around so we can have a ceasefire. Iran declared total victory.
Israel came back yesterday. I was so proud of them because they came back. You know, they went out because they felt it was a violation. And technically they were right, but it just wouldn't have worked out very well. And they brought the planes back. They had gone on to another journey because it was a little bit of a violation. And I said, you got to get them back. And they came back, and it was a great thing. And it's going very well.
You can't reason with the Iranian regime. These are the people on hang gliders who were sent by Iran. They were armed, trained, and Iran provided lifetime logistical support as they slaughtered women, children, burnt families alive. And again, one of the PR videos sent out by Hamas, they executed a 12-year-old in front of his family and then just filmed their reaction for fun. But yeah, go ahead. Try to have a rational conversation with them. Go ahead and just go ahead and let them, you know, and folks, at this point, if the liberal media is correct, I doubt it, that they're just months away from a bomb or they're years away. It doesn't matter. You leave them in place, Katie, bar the door. We're going to have assassination attempts on our soil. We're going to have terror attacks on our soil. We're going to have hits on our ships, and it's going to get worse than it ever was. You have to kill the king, especially after what we just did. You cannot pull up short so that Tucker Carlson will shut up for a few minutes. Trump has 90% support right now. I'm not asking him to kill Khomeini and wipe out the theocracy. I'm asking him to let Israel go. Let them do it. They are morally justified in doing it because of October 7th. But you can't leave these people in place. Not now. Not when you have struck the hornet's nest. Not when they're really clear on the front page of the Tehran Times that the war on us in Israel begins today. You can't. You might as well have never started it. You might as well have never done it. But Trump says a lot of things, and then other things that are the opposite of those things happen 72 hours a week later. Let's hope that's the case.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.